This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Turkey's military is making gains in northern Syria while Kurdish fighters are calling for U.S. help. AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
Turkey's military says it's captured the Syrian border town of Ras Al Ain. It represents Turkey's most significant gain to date as its offensive against the Kurds entered a fourth day. Meanwhile, the main Kurdish-led group in northern Syria is calling on its allies to close Syrian airspace to Turkish warplanes. The Syrian Democratic Forces did not directly name the U.S., but the FDS was the main U.S. ally in the fight against the Islamic State group. The SDF says we don't want them to send their soldiers to the front lines and put their lives in danger, but calls closing the airspace something they can do easily and a moral responsibility. The Turkish push comes days after President Trump cleared the way by pulling back U.S. forces from the area. I'm Ben Thomas.
U.S. President Donald Trump is distancing himself from two Soviet-born associates of his personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, who were indicted on charges of campaign finance violation Thursday. The president said he may have a picture of them because he has a picture with everybody. But records suggest there is a much closer relationship. By highlighting how the two Florida-based businessmen, Liv Parnas and Igor Fruman, bought their way to the top of echelons of the Republican Party with hundreds of thousands of dollars in contributions to pro-Trump Republican campaigns. Fruman told the Russian news site Forum Daily that as early as March of 2018, he attended a donor meeting with Mr. Trump at the president's Mar-a-Lago resort in Palm Beach, Florida. The two staunch Trump supporters are said to have eventually become foot soldiers in Giuliani's campaign to dig up political dirt on Trump's Democratic rivals. This is VOA News.